The Country Hour on ABC Radio Queensland.
Now, it may have taken 8 years to achieve, but researchers and landholders believe the registration of the first bioherbicide for a woody weed in Australia is a major breakthrough. Plant pathologists for the University of Queensland have harnessed a naturally occurring fungi that causes dieback in Parkinsonia pricklebush to develop a capsule that can now be directly injected into the tree. Parkinsonia is a big problem in the rangelands and is spread from Queensland right through to Western Australia's Pilbara. But as Professor Vic Galea explains to Charlie MacKillop, it's the potential to adapt and then refine the new control method that could transform the way woody weeds are managed across the Australian landscape.
Every woody weed out there suffers from some form of dieback. So it's just a matter of finding the right fungi that are doing the job out there in nature, going through the same process of screening, formulating and testing, and we will end up with similar products. So we've got a fair way down the track with prickly acacia. Mimosa bush, which is Vachellia finiciana, big problem down in Moree, so we're playing with that at the moment. We've looked at rubber vine and mesquite as well. Got some really great work with mesquite and are getting some good results with that in the Pilbara. So yeah, we are constantly working towards that, and hopefully we will have some other products released over the next 3 or so years.
And just in terms of the injection process that you have devised, how might that translate to other products as well? Does it have to be a bioherbicide that goes into it?
Charlie, we've been popping synthetic herbicides into these capsules as well. What we've found is that by putting other compounds into these capsules, we can kill just about everything we've tried or that we've targeted. There are about 6 or 7 conventional woody weed herbicides available, so we've been trialling all of those and some combinations of them as well. And what we've found is that we can get very quick kills using a very small dose that's accurately placed in the stem. Same machine, same type of capsules, just with a different compound inside of them.
Professor Victor Galea is a plant pathologist from the University of Queensland. He spent the past decade or more trying to come up with an effective bioherbicide control for the Parkinsonia prickly bush. If it's naturally occurring, if it replaces other far more harmful sprays, why has it taken 8 long years to get the green light from the chemical regulator, the APVMA?
It has taken a long time for two reasons. First of all, the APVMA has never registered a biological herbicide for a woody weed. So for them, it was a first. For us, it was a first as well. So for them, it was developing the guidelines and the recommendations and the hurdles that they required. And for us, it was about collecting the sort of information that they needed. So, it was a partnership.
Professor Galea, you, as a plant pathologist, you've just alluded to the fact that you look out for sick plants. Most of the people in your profession are trying to fix that and make the plants better. And here you are trying to basically, by your own admission, incite an epidemic. How does that feel?
Well, it's all about the question at hand and, of course, the need to solve a problem. When I see the scourge of woody weeds across our landscape, it really sickens me, to see how woody weeds are overtaking our environment. So turning that to my job as a plant pathologist, I focus on the fact the weed is a target and it's a problem and we need to eradicate it, and a biological approach can give us another tool. It's been a learning curve. As a plant pathologist, I really had no idea that I would get caught up in these sorts of processes, but it's also been a wonderful experience.
Professor Vic Galea, who, after an 8-year wait, is excited to finally be taking Dieback Parkinsonia to the market in a partnership between the University of Queensland's commercialisation arm, UniQuest, and Bioherbicides Australia. So, just how big a breakthrough is this for landowners and managers for whom woody weeds are such a constant problem? Charles Curry is a project coordinator with Desert Channel and Southern Gulf NRM. He reckons it's great there's going to be a new product in the toolkit against Parkinsonia. but he told me prickly acacia is still the main game.
It's an effective method on, certainly on Parkinsonia, in denser clumps. It provides a longer-term solution because it ends up being a fungus, it ends up in the soil and, as far as I know, can infect future Parkinsonia infestations or new crops of it.
Now, you've seen this product in action. In fact, I understand you've injected the little capsules into the trees. What have you observed or what are your impressions of the impact it's had?
For the most part, it's been very effective. Not in all cases. There's some sites where it just didn't take up, where inundation sites didn't seem to take it up too well, but normal sites which aren't subject to much inundation seem to spread slowly but surely through the clump.
And as someone, Charles Curry, who's had a fair bit to do with trying to get rid of Parkinsonia, how does having a bioherbicide compare with some of the existing chemical and mechanical treatments?
Well, it's obviously not as quick, but with Parkinsonia, it's a long-term thing. Quicker, you can get quicker results, obviously, mechanically or with the tried-and-true herbicide methods, but this is a good alternative, that's for sure, to stick around in the soil and take care of future Parkinsonia infestations at that site and nearby.
What about in terms of the actual application of the product?
Well, in the early days, we were doing it with a drill and manually sticking the capsule in and then sealing it up. These days, they've developed a very handy tool which penetrates the bark of the Parkinsonia and injects the capsule at the same time. It's a lot less arduous, I can assure you.
And what are your hopes now, Charles, as somebody that's been intimately involved with fighting woody weeds alongside many landholders in the Desert Channel and Southern Gulf Country? What are your hopes for this particular product now that it's become the first bioherbicide to be registered and now advanced to the commercialisation stage?
Well, I think it's excellent for people with Parkinsonia problems. I think a much bigger problem is prickly acacia across desert channels and southern Gulf regions. And it would be very nice if that particular team could come up with a similar thing for prickly acacia. That would be a good long-term result if they could find something that infests prickly acacia on a large scale.
The team seemed pretty confident that that could happen. How excited does that make you?
Anything to get rid of prickly acacia gets me excited, I can say that.